At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Good morning. It's Lorraine. Is this Sue?
This is Sue, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Tell me, what do you got in your car?
I got absolutely nothing. And I want you to know that there's hope for you.
Why, did you used to stuff it? Did you used to stuff that driver's side door pocket?
Oh, my God. Everywhere there was stuff.
How did you break the habit, though?
I did it on my own. My own 12-step program.
That's what you need. That's true. Were you somebody that had food or like body sprays kind of stuff? What was your thing that you always stuffed
in
there?
No, mostly food because I'm a food addict.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't live through a drive without potato chips or M&Ms or both.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because even when I'm at my house and I go across the street to pick my kids up, I go to grab a granola bar or a little baggie full of Cheez-Its to eat in the car. Like, what do I think is going to happen? I'm fine. I don't need to have it with me. What I do the same thing.
I know. I know, but yes, you kind of do need to have it with you.
Right? And then the baggie gets shoved in there and it stays there.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I bought a nice car with leather seats, and I drive my grandson to school in Boston. And when I arrive there, I literally take wash-ups and clean the seat and clean the cup holders. If there's a boot mark on the entrance of the door, I wipe it all down.
Wow.
So you've gone the other way.
You went from one extreme to the other. Holy cow. How often do you vacuum the car?
A couple of times a week. I go to a free vacuuming spot.
Wow. Yeah, we have that too. It's with our car wash.
Yeah,
in town.
If you get a car wash, it's free.
Yeah.
I don't know that Sue knows where the vacuum place is in her town.
I vacuum my car like twice a year.
I know. But this is great. I mean, there is hope for her, Lorraine. We're going to keep working on her.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the inspiration.
Okay, ladies. I love your show. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Elise.
Elise, what do you have? Can you beat a banana peel?
Well, I can't beat a banana peel, but I'm actually calling to make Sue feel a little better because I have 100% pulled banana peels out of the side pocket of my driver's door.
Oh, good. I'm not
there's
alone.
There's more of you.
Probably on more than one occasion, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. Do you, when you eat the banana and you go to put the peel in, is it at least wrapped in a napkin or like a Dunk's napkin or a coffee napkin? Or is it just free-balling on the side?
No.
Totally.
Just loose.
And like, I'm going to take it a step further. By the time I get a chance to get it out of my car. So I have two 4-year-olds. So you can imagine what my car looks like to begin with. Yep. By the time that banana peel gets out of my car, it's not soft anymore. It's like nice and hard and crusty.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, Sue's...
I get you.
She's one level below that, but it won't be long before there's some crusty banana peels left in that car of yours.
And I don't have an excuse. You have kids. That's kind of like it gives you a little bit of a pass. I don't have kids, and I've got the banana peels. So, like, I've got a problem.
We're all just doing our best, right?
Yes. Thank
Honestly,
you for saying that.
No, we are all on two wheels. I hear you. I mean, I just think it's hilarious. Opened her car door and it was like everything, all of the stuff just fell
out.
Yes. I have had that happen and just explodes. And you're like, oh, well, I guess it's time to take care of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But you're right. We're doing our best. And hey, you got to pick your battles.
That's right.
My car isn't one of them. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Bye-bye.